All right, well, here it is. Disclaimer. We're going to be saying panties and undies and ball hammock and junk and man bits a lot. There you go.
Get ready. Get used to it.
And pervert. We're going to say pervert a lot. Boop. Ready.
Now it's garbage. Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
I'm Joe.
Joe, what are we doing today?
Talking about Panty Man.
We're talking trash.
No, it's not trash.
This is our show to review, spoil, debate, crap on, and give second chances to the hated, the lowest rated, and the much debated and often forgotten flicks on the internet. Internet? On the internet. All while asking the question, is this the worst movie ever made? And if not, what is? Because here on the show, we truly believe you can't review a film unless you know what the worst is. And today, in honor of National Superhero Month, or a superhero day, actually, on April 28th, we are doing a month of low-rated comic book films. And today, we are talking about a movie that's keyword plot details on IMDb are superhero, Spider-Man reference, pervert, female underwear, boy wearing panties, stockings, white panties, male underwear, butt, nudity, moon, masochist, sadist. I'm trying to learn these words. CPQ. That's okay. That's a female schoolgirl outfit. That's what you call it. Didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
BDSM, submission, and mafia.
Oh, okay. That's a lot. That's a lot of words.
Those are the keywords on IMDb for this movie. We are talking about 2013's Japanese superhero film, HK. Which means hentai common.
You know.
Forbidden superhero.
I was going to say, this is hentai 1,000%.
Yes, and by the way, so you know, that which HK stands for is hentai common. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. Kamen? Maybe it's hentai Kamen.
Okay.
It stands for, or means, translation, masked pervert.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
This movie has a 5.8 from 2,800 reviewers on IMDb. It is based off the 1992 manga series that ran for 52 chapters, which was collected in 6 bound volumes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So I have so many questions. So this was actually like a series of books. Like this is like a superhero that was like popular.
I don't know.
I guess
it wasn't popular enough. I mean, it started in 1992. It ran to 1993, I believe, only 1 year. And I think it came back a few times.
Oh, okay.
In different, like incarnations or whatever. So it ran for a while and then it somehow got made into this movie. This movie made 100 million yen at the box office, which about today in our money would be $673,000.
Okay.
It has a sequel, Joe.
No, it does not.
It sure does. In 2016, the sequel, The Abnormal Crisis, came out.
Okay. So it's still, I want to say Panty Man. So it's Panty Man Part 2, and it's still the same actor?
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. I have a lot to say, but you know what? You go ahead.
This was directed by Fukuda Yuichi.
Okay.
I hope I said that properly.
This is going to be hard to pronounce names, but we'll do the best we can, right?
Yeah. So, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
what the heck do you think we just watched?
Okay, well, my mind was absolutely blown. I am just going to say that at first I didn't know what I was feeling. My emotions were just all over the freaking charts, like all over the map. We just watched a down on his luck high school kid, and he transformed into Panty Man. Now, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I have so many questions, but all I could tell you is that I felt dirty, like dirty looking at this guy. He's pretty much naked.
You know, okay? What's funny is this is a ride because it starts off where you can't stop laughing. Right? You can't stop laughing or in shock of what you're looking at. But then as the movie progresses, you kind of go, I'm kind of used to it now, and I'm watching a movie.
Yeah. When I got over that initial shock, when it hits, it hit, okay?
Yeah.
I was floored. I don't think that I have ever been that floored during a movie in a long time. Like, I could not believe what I was seeing.
And now audio of Joe seeing the movie for the first time.
What is this?
He's wearing panties on his face. What is happening underneath the underwear? That's not real, right? It's CG. Right? Panty Man. Oh my god. Where's his penis? Where is his penis and balls? I the whole time, this is why I felt dirty. He was wearing dental floss. Basic dental floss. And I was wondering, where is his penis? Where is his penis? Like, what is happening here? Where is it? It was like a string crisscrossing in the front of him, going up the back, and just squeezing the hell out of his man bits. I don't understand how this was comfortable. How did they cover up his junk? There was nothing to the imagination. Nothing. I will tell you that this guy's body,
wow,
it was like a chicken nugget, like a beautiful golden chicken nugget, but it was completely flawless. Like he didn't even have a piece of hair on body. Like, he was completely hairless, and his buns were just extraordinary. I have never seen anything like this. I've never seen a man more comfortable in his own skin than this actor, because he has beautiful glistening chicken nugget skin, beautiful, flawless, not a bump on him. That's why I was wondering how much of this is CG. Because his body was quite literally more beautiful than any female form I have ever seen. It was gorgeous. I need help with this.
Here's what I love, right? This actor, first off, when you were saying his body is toned, it absolutely is. But they definitely enhanced it by the full wax and then the toner Like his entire body is got.
Some bronzer.
They definitely put bronzer on him, but then they also highlighted his abs. So every little six pack, any kind of muscle area was enhanced by some kind of airbrushing.
I get that. I mean, you could tell it's got to have some kind of enhancement here because I've never seen such a glistened, perfect male body like this.
It's incredible to look at.
I mean, it's shocking. His buns are perfect, but like...
He's wearing a cup. I mean, he's got to be wearing a cup, although in the movie they tell us, this is my penis. They say it so many times.
Here's the thing. In this movie, people's faces literally land on his balls no less than 50 times, okay? So he had to have some sort of protection because he was literally using his penis and balls as a weapon in this movie. So there had to be some kind of protection. However, I really want to see the behind the scenes of this. I wish that existed.
I'm sure we can look for it and find it.
I want to know how many times his balls slipped out of that apparatus.
Well, and I say apparatus. It's a cup, which usually doesn't, but I can see it being possible.
It's being held on by like guitar strings. Like it's like tiny little, there's no way that he didn't have his balls pop out during this. There's just no way. I mean, I was waiting
if
the whole time.
If it's tucked into a cup, I don't see it or like some kind of ball hammock type situation where it's like in a sock. I can see it not untucking in that sense.
I was just looking the whole time. Not going to lie. I was purely focused. Oh,
there was a point where you completely were involved in the movie where you were staring at it without blinking and you were just eating popcorn. And I was like, she's fully invested now.
I went to a different place on Earth, or not even on Earth. I think I just left my body watching this movie. I was literally, well, you know me, when I watch movies, I'm always the first one to point out, you know, a big bulging package. Or, you know, some big honkers that are just hanging out. Or I'm like, hey, look at the honkers on her or something. I literally could not stop staring at his man bits. Like, I was waiting for them to pop out. And also, that butt, I mean, come on. That was a nice butt.
I mean, it's not big. It's not like whatever. It's just kind of a nice little butt.
It's just toned. Yeah. And like...
I feel safe enough to say it. Who gives a shit? This guy has a great body.
I mean, yeah, it was...
How old do you think he was while filming this?
See, that's why I was asking you, because I feel gross because I was like, am I a... Like, you know, not to say the word pervert, because I say it 900 times in this movie.
I'm thinking this movie tells us it's
but
okay.
I feel like, oh my God, he's playing a high school student, so I feel shame because I couldn't help but look at his body. But he's naked.
Well, that was the whole movie. But
okay.
Yeah, wait, how old?
Oh God, I hope he's at least 18. Please say it. Please
I
say
it. I think this one's kind of shocking. By the way, the actor that we're actually talking about here, his name is Suzuki Ryoji.
Nice.
I think I said his last name
wrong. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
But yeah, he's playing Kaizuki.
Mm-hmm.
Kaizuki? Kaizuki?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you say it. 30.
What? He was 30 at the time of filming?
Yes.
Okay, Jesus.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah. Yeah.
You would think that this is a 25-year-old's body or whatever, a 20-something, one-year-old's body. 30 years old. What? He's 40-something right now.
I felt dirty. I was like, I feel, because he was playing a high school student, and I was like, oh, Lord, I shouldn't have been looking at this. But I don't think the filmmakers would have gone there. I mean, even though this was 100% like a hentai situation. Like, this is like, it was like porn almost. But this, there was no sex in it.
There's no sex.
It's just.
This is, you want to talk about some of the movie and then like kind of talk about it as
okay,
we go along?
I wouldn't even know when to start, but you go ahead.
What I love is that when this movie opened up, I think it's hilarious. Did you know what you were looking at? Because you said, oh, God, it's an anime. Because I didn't tell you what we were about to watch. So what did you think this opening was with the title cards?
Here's the thing. I saw some weird, like, panties or something in the opening.
That's what I was
like,
wondering if you knew any of it.
Cartoony panties. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, is this going to be one of those, like... ridiculous horny animes where it's just like the girl's got these big tits and she's just bouncing around and going the whole time, and the boy's trying to grab her booty and stuff. Like, I don't like those kind of animes.
Well, now, but, now how do you feel on the opposite side of that? Because now you were like staring at him.
Well,
we didn't have the opposite what we normally have in anime, where the girls.
You are correct, and I feel dirty. Like, I was like, I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh my God, this, first of all, it's because he was playing a high school student, but he also had a body of like, you know, a young man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, I don't feel good about this at all.
I just wanted to, but you did feel good, because I think you went on a rant just now about how perfect it was.
It was too much. Like, that's how I knew that they spray tanned him or they glistened him.
You can see it.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. The chicken nugget. Great. He was like real nice and glistened.
Yeah. And, well, there's a part where he goes swimming in this movie, and he's not painted, and he still looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he had a great, great physique. And it was weird being on the other end, because usually if I see anime, I get, like, so annoyed. I'm just like, oh, come on already. You know, it's creepy enough as it is, and you know how I feel about anime, is that when they do the young kids, and they make them perverted, but they make the little girls that are 11 years old have these huge breasts, and it's just, I can't. So that's why I was like a little nervous when I first saw the title card, because I'm like, oh man, if you make me watch an anime, I'm leaving.
Well, here's what I love, because I knew it was underwear and stockings and all that kind of stuff, but on this cartoony thing, and it's like flying around where it's up close, it's a complete parody of Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man's opening, mm-hmm. where it's webs.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like joking around about that. Yeah. So this whole movie is kind of a joke on Spider-Man. Like, it's a kind of its own version of the Spider-Man movie,
mm-hmm.
which I think is very funny. And when this opened up, I saw this title crawl with the stockings as being the webs and stuff. I started laughing, but I was wondering what you thought. So I was wondering how much of you were even catching. Is it stockings? Is it underwear? And,
well, I figured that, yes, it was 100% stockings. I mean, they were sexy, like, kind of fishnet stockings.
I feel like, by the way, we probably should have put a disclaimer on the beginning of this episode that we're going to say things that people cannot stand hearing people say, like panties.
What's wrong with panties?
It's just a thing. Everybody's like, oh, it sounds so weird.
Well, you know, he's like Panty Man. That's the name of him.
I know. I was saying we should have put a disclaimer, by the way.
All right. Well, here it is. Disclaimer. We're going to be saying panties and undies and ball hammock and junk and man bits a lot. There you go.
Get ready. Get used to it.
And pervert. We're going to say pervert a lot.
Oh, my gosh. So much stuff. Yeah. And then it opens up. This movie opens up on the scene. It just jumps right into the insanity in a way where I'm smiling so huge, because it starts off with a bunch of cops. Now, for some reason, there's like three cops. They're lingering outside. They're looking for what they say is a serial bomber, and they follow him inside of this, I guess, this bondage place.
No,
like it's a hotel for sex acts, because it actually says outside, and the guy, the main cop, jokes around like, oh, these guys always think with their penis. So he follows them inside.
It's now, like a dominatrix place.
Yeah,
like,
dominatrix place. But it's some kind of sex hotel, but I think there's different rooms for different things or whatever. But when they get in there, they follow him in. It turns out to be a bondage dominatrix type thing. And the guy that she's whipping and stuff disappears from the scene.
Yeah, he does.
And then the cop, and she has all of a sudden, by the way, the actress, amazing. She's just eating it up. Like, she's going, everybody in this movie is serious. This is what is amazing about this movie. Everybody is so committed to the bit. And yeah. Then not only are they committed, they're all going, like, it's like they're all in Second City. You know, they're all in SNL skits or something. They're all going for the big laugh. So everybody is hamming it up in a way where you cannot help but laugh, because mm-hmm. the scenes are so insane, and only the Japanese could do something this crazy.
Oh my God, only the Japanese,
because
they can get away with stuff that people can't.
The dominatrix has a superpower where she can control ropes with her hand.
Yeah.
And she ties him up and throws him on a wall and starts whipping this guy. Now, the other two cops come in to stop it, and they suggest that he is the demon cop.
That was one of my questions. I'm like, wait. Okay.
Yeah,
what does that even mean?
I can't
does
even
he have
put
special
any,
powers?
I don't know. They're like, no sex act. He's not interested in that. He's only interested in justice. By the way, we should say that we watched this in subtitles because I can't find the dubbing of this.
Where
I don't know if it exists.
Where did you find it? You have to say so.
What do you mean?
Like, so in case someone wants to
No, it's out there. You can find this movie if you want to. It's on Blu-ray and stuff like that. You can find this movie, but I luckily found a site that had it. We didn't watch the dubbing, you know, so I don't even know if it exists, but so I can't put a lot of clips in here. But what I love is I don't know if it's lost in translation when they're calling him the demon cop or whatever. I have no idea. He's only interested in justice, but he's getting whipped so much by this woman who's going times 20 that he goes, wait a minute, guys, don't shoot her. Don't arrest her. I kind of like it.
He falls in love with her.
And he actually gets into the whipping. And then it cuts to present day, like 2013. And we see, we get a guy who's looking at the picture of these two people and gives a narration. He's like a kid.
It's at least 17 years later. Let's just put it at that.
Yes. And he says, that's how my parents met. And he says that... they had a child, but he was the cop, the father, was killed 3 years later serving justice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they said it in a funnier way, but I cannot recall right now because so much happens in this movie that I completely forgot almost all of it. They're like, and he died three years later.
So his mother, though, is still in that frame of mind where she is still a dominatrix.
She whips him awake in the morning. She whips him, and then she makes him lunches that are tied up in bondage rope.
Now, here's the thing about this woman. Okay, first of all, she tells him, her own son, that he's hideous and he needs to find a way to meet a girl and try and, you know, get a girlfriend or whatever, but his face is just so deformed or and hideous or whatever she says to him.
He's too tall. He's too lanky.
He's too lanky and ugly. And first of all, okay, this kid is adorable. So, you know, obviously that's not true at all.
Grown man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to be a kid. So she's just like a crazy, she's a lunatic. Like right off the bat, like, you know that this movie is going to be just hamming it up. Comedy. Yeah.
Well, I love that she says to him, how could you be our kid? Like, because she's like, you don't get women and you don't do anything to save anybody. You're not like your father. You're not like me. Who the hell's kid are you?
Yeah.
Well, when he's walking to school, he sees a guy getting beat up by a bunch of bullies. So he, of course, is this the moment where he can shine? He says he's going to step up and be the hero.
Which is funny because I thought that he could really fight.
Yes, and the joke is that, no, he can't. He gets instantly kicked the shit. They kick the shit out of him. And what I love, the narration keeps going. Like, he's all messed up. And then he's like, well, I am training to fight. I'm in my class of, what is it, karate? Class, like
they call it martial arts club.
Okay, the martial arts club. And he's in there and he goes, this is where I'm training to fight. And then the guy punches him in the stomach and he instantly falls.
Yeah, he's kind of like he just doesn't do well. You know, he's a poor guy. He's down on his luck. He doesn't really have any special skills. He's just kind of like a weenie.
Yeah. And then to make it even funnier, he is got blood coming out of his mouth in class. He's in his classroom. And this, I guess one of his fellow students, I don't think it's his friend. He's turning, looking at him, and he goes, you really are ugly.
I mean, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Because
he's like, that ugly face of yours.
But I think that they put that in our heads, you know, just because they want, because, you know, he turns into like this, you know, glistening chicken nugget.
Yeah, but it's always there. That was the thing that you thought this was a different actor plays the superhero version.
How could I not think that?
I was like, well, they're covering him up a lot in this movie.
They're covering him up, yes. So you can see his like muscly body. Yeah. But still, like, I'm just not getting that vibe from him.
Yeah, oh, they want you to know. And it's like their Clark Kent thing. It's totally, it works. Like the Superman versus Clark Kent, they're separated, these characters. Well, right there, that's when the love of his life walks in the room in the class.
She's so cute.
It's her first day in class, of course.
Aiko.
Yes. She was 19 while filming this movie.
Oh, thank God. Because I swear, I'm going to say this, okay? First of all, that Japanese people have the most beautiful genes of anyone else on this planet. They do not age. And their skin is absolutely flawless and beautiful. And this girl is so cute. But she also gives off that anime kind of vibe where, like, oh God, please, you know, she looks like a little girl in like this little sailor dress. I'm like, please don't over sexualize her. Come on. You know, like, it's irritating.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard when they're in these schoolgirl outfits and there's like this weird subculture perversion in Japan that is fascinating to me. It's so odd. And for people in America who don't understand or see any of this, this stuff is really crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like,
and it's so funny because they're so straight laced and so mannered and, you know, and just very smart people. And then when you see the perversion side of it, I guess that's what happens when you're living in such a strict and like, you know, lots of culture, a lot of tradition, a lot of, you know, making sure school is very important, all that kind of stuff. I guess the next logical step is to push you into some kind of, perversions or some kind of habits that maybe are bad.
Like, they're very free with their bodies and their, sexual stuff, because they don't seem to give a shit, you know?
I mean, they're
like, they just don't care, like, about the kind of, like, I guess, what is it? Hentai?
Well, even that, sometimes it's usually blurred out, and then sometimes it's not. It's so weird. There's so many things. They have vending machines with panties in them. Like, it's strange subculture there.
That is so weird.
It is weird. But this movie is going full on with that, because he falls in love with this girl the instant she comes into class. And of course, the teacher says, oh, go sit next to that ugly oaf at the back of their class.
Like, why does everyone call him ugly oaf and stuff? Like, I don't get it. It's like, I mean, I understand, I guess, because, you know, he's going to become Panty Man.
Yeah.
And he does have an awesome hot body under there.
Nice.
But
I'm going to start putting a ding every time you say it in the episode.
Fine.
So anyways, going back, she sits next to him. She says, oh my God, what happened to your face? And he goes, I was born with it. She goes, no, the blood.
Does he say I was born ugly?
Yeah, something like that. So she goes, oh, take this. Oh. And she gives him something to take care of his face. And he goes, thank you for me? And he looks down at it. It's a can of insect repellent. And he goes, I'm so in love with her.
Well, he instantly falls in love with her. And the whole movie, it's like all about her.
Well, everything that he does, she starts becoming a part of. Because when he goes to martial arts class, she is brought in as one of the manager? Yeah, I didn't understand that. And everybody in the karate class runs up to her. So he's laying knocked out on the mat. And she's saying, oh, I know him. But he was like, ask her out. But he can't muster up.
He can't muster up the
So when he goes,
bravery.
He starts going home, walking. Because his mother's been like busting his chops about like, you really need to go out to dinner with somebody. So he's like, I guess I'm always going to eat alone.
Aww.
Right. But he's walking home. He's like, I'm so ugly and I'm always going to eat alone. And then he hears that something, there's like commotion in the street. And it turns out there is a building being held hostage by a bunch of guys, a bunch of people in
luchador masks.
Yeah, luchador masks. And they're out, like, it's a tall building. They're at the top and they're asking for a helicopter. And they said, oh, they have a bunch of hostages at the bank. Oh, and also the schoolgirl who just so happened to be walking home.
It's Aiko.
And she's out the window, and he screams up, oh my God, Aiko.
And this is my girlfriend. And she's like, no, I'm not his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, we're dating. No, we're not dating.
Yeah, we just met today.
I just met him
They're
today.
Screaming back and forth, and he's like, I love it. He yells at the cops, like, get the helicopter here. They're like, there's nowhere to land. These guys are all idiots.
But I mean, they're criminals and they have guns. And they actually shoot the bank manager in the arm.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to kill someone every 30 minutes, right? So what does he do? Because he's in love. He runs into the building. But he manages to subdue one of the guys very easily, mind you. He just punches him in the gut.
Yeah.
And he's in some kind of like...
And he uses his bondage rope skills
to tie him up. Yes, he uses those skills because he's instilled in birth. I didn't do that.
I'm sure that's the one thing she taught
him. Parents are freaking crazy. So, yeah. And so he finds a bag like in this like locker room.
Well, he says, oh my God, he takes that guy's clothes. Which is a tracksuit or whatever, and it leaves him tied up and gagged. But he's like, I have to sneak in there, and I'm going to need a mask because everybody's going to know who I am, and they can't know who I am. I don't know why. And the only thing he can find is a, like you said.
Like a little lingerie bag that falls out of one of the lockers.
In the locker, someone has underwear.
Underwear in there. So he puts the underwear on his face.
And then he doesn't know. He actually thinks, I'll use this shirt or whatever. Or this material. And then he realizes it's a panty. But then when when he smells it, he goes, it's a panty. And then he goes, oh my God. And he falls to the ground and starts freaking out. And he's sniffing this damn thing, right? And then we get a cutscene of what looks like schematics of what's happening in his brain. And so they're like, by sniffing the underwear, it is sending some kind of stimulation to his brain and enlarging it and making him like fueled by some kind of superhero abilities. Like
he kept saying, I'm in ecstasy. Yes. I'm in ecstasy. And he turns into, we're going to put a picture of this online.
Oh, yeah. But
he turned, what I can describe.
He goes Super Saiyan in a way. His hair spikes up.
His hair looks like Goku. Yes, Dragon Ball Goku. And he has white panties with the leg holes around his eyes so he can see. However, there's like another rubber mask of some sort.
His face actually alters.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be his face alters, yeah. But it is literally a mask with like high eyebrows.
It's Spider-Man's eyes.
Yeah.
But it's human colored skin, but then black stenciled eyebrows.
Yes. It's quite absurd.
I love when you saw for the first time, you go, that's CG? What the hell's happened to his face? And I was just like, I'm going to let you fall into it.
Oh my God.
And this is his superhero face.
Boy, did I ever fall into it. Oh my God. He comes out and...
Well, he also grabs, what is it called? A sarong or something? What is that called?
It's a...
Like the underwear that's like just straps and then he pulls them up over his head.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. It's like a Speedo, but like it's stretched out and it goes over his shoulders. It looks like, okay, picture like Vampirella, the comic book character that has like just tiny little strings, basically. This is what this looks like.
What's the word I said? Is it wrong? Is that not what it is?
No, a sarong is like a thing that goes around your waist when you go to the beach.
I didn't know that.
Are you thinking of thong?
I thought it was like a piece that goes like a big V up to your shoulders.
Oh, no, I don't know what you call that.
Oh, okay.
But a sarong is a wrap that you put around your bottom when you go to the beach. It's like a drapery.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a little skirt.
Oh.
So this thing...
I guess it was a thong.
It was definitely a thong.
He pulls it so hard, it goes up his ass, and it cups his balls, and then he actually twists it over each shoulder, so it's going like crisscross on his chest.
I don't know how this guy was not just dying in this thing.
And then he walks into the bank, and I shouldn't say walk, he dances.
Okay.
He poses.
You forgot the best part. So in that lingerie bag... He also finds fishnet stockings.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
He is now, picture fishnet stockings, little white sneakers, a white thong that has been wrapped around his shoulders like suspenders, going up his butt crack and like cupping his balls And he's got a he's got panties on his face.
Oh my God.
With the leg holes over the eyes this and exists. Then a mask underneath there. But it's supposed to be his actual face. Just try and picture this. I know that we're not doing it any justice. We're going to put a picture online. But this is the most absurd looking thing. He comes dancing out and starts beating them up? Like all the bad guys?
When you say beat him up, what really happens is that he slams their faces into his balls.
Yes. Now, here's where I lost my mind. He's dancing around like almost like a ballerina, like floating like a ballerina. And he's literally giving these guys an ass whooping with his nutsack. I don't know if you got my reaction on camera, but
I tried to record some of it because I knew it was coming and I wanted to hear if you were freaking out.
I really just have no words for I don't have any words for this scene.
What is happening underneath the underwear? What is that?
It's not real, right? It's CG. Right? This sets up.
He has superpowers now. He has strange superpowers. And he is able to take all these guys out and leave them for the cops. And save that girl who is sees him. But when she's on the ground and she's like, oh my God, panty man or whatever. And the way that he goes and talks to her is by putting his nuts right up in front of her face and looking down at her.
Okay, so this happens no less than 120 times in this movie where he literally has his ball sack on someone else's face.
Yes, there's a lot of putting balls and ass in people's faces.
I mean, I have to say this, okay? These actors must have been friends. All of these actors.
It must have been challenging. I can't imagine how comfortable. I don't know how they did this movie.
I don't care if he does have some kind of cup in there or whatever. You are still putting another human being's face, men and women, on your ball sack.
Yeah.
I mean, and also his ass cheeks are right there.
I'm going to say this. This might be controversial. I'm going to say, every time someone ever says to me they can't make a female superhero's costume comic book accurate, I'm going to say, go watch this damn movie.
I think this movie needs to be seen by all.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that right now because they always say that wimpy ass bullshit where, oh, no, it's sexualized. Yeah, watch this movie.
You know what?
This is the male version of anything anybody's ever said.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah,
this is the first time I've ever seen it done on the male side like this.
I mean, guys like Thor and all those guys were always shirtless, always like in their boxers. I mean, yes, every single superhero Thor is shown in that way.
Thor is not shoving people's faces into his ball sack.
Well, of course, okay? This is the extreme version of it. I'm just saying that all superheroes, female and male, are sexualized.
Oh, yeah.
It's not because it's about physical physiques. They all look great. But here, it's the next level.
I mean, this is next level perverted. I mean, this is crazy. Well,
yeah, and that's the whole thing here because now she is very perplexed. She at one point says, that was the most perverted thing I've ever seen. And then she says, I think I'm in love with him. So she can't get enough. And he also is like, I found my calling, you know, mm-hmm. virtually, because he's also very torn in this movie. Am I a pervert?
He doesn't want to be a pervert.
And he suggests that his alter ego is a pervert.
Well, his style of fighting as Panty Man would say yes. That would say I'm a pervert because he's literally just breaking people's noses with his ball sack.
Yeah. In fact, there's a sequence where there's a guy going to jump off a building. And he knows he has to stop them. But he, accidentally threw out his panties. And so he had to find new panties at the store. But then he realized, I can't use clean new panties. I need used panties. So he finds one on one of those drying... A clothesline. So
zebra print. And he puts them on. So this is his whole scene where he's running around with the zebra print underwear on his face. And I just couldn't take it. But I was laughing my head off.
We have to explain how he stops this man from jumping off a building. This man, apparently his girlfriend has dumped him and he's like, everything's over for me. And he's about to go. But Panty Man says, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. In fact, I'm going to hypnotize you into wanting to live. And hypnotizing means he is going to shake his balls in front. And this is the funniest thing, because the guy gets ripped off the side of the building and falls backwards and his head hits his balls. And he reaches up and starts grabbing them and goes,
this is what I'm telling you.
And he says, are these balls? And he's like, no, it's my dick. He literally says that. I'm like, this movie might be the best thing I've ever seen.
I don't think that there was a solid moment in this whole entire film that my mouth was not open. I mean, my jaw was on the floor the whole time because I just couldn't believe it. And the fact that this actor, I don't care. Like I said, I don't care that he had a cup. You could still feel somebody fondling your junk. You can feel that.
They
I don't
keep
care.
Honking on them. Everybody like fondles them.
Men. I mean, there are countless men in this movie.
We're gonna get to the best ones very
that
soon.
Fondle his balls, and I was like flabbergasted.
Yeah. Well, he hypnotizes this guy by shaking his balls back and forth, and it's such a fast motion that he is so zonked that he can't think of anything else but wanting to live. And then the police show up, and this is one of my favorite things, because the police show up, and they're not concerned about a vigilante. They are so excited to see Panty Man. The one guy goes, ooh, I'm a big fan. It's like that chief of police, and they run, and he goes, ooh, Panty Man's running. Let's run after him.
Hentai Kamen. Majibu no hon nan desu kedo.
And then he swings away like Spider-Man throughout the city.
Okay, what is he swinging on?
I'm thinking that he's using these bondage ropes.
Oh my god.
But I'm not sure. I have no idea what's happening there. But they're all so excited that they don't even care that the guy over here is like, I want to live now.
Yeah. They were more excited to see Panty Man. It was...
I love it. I love it. And so we see a montage of Panty Man saving the day and watching our lead actress watching it on TV and just pining over him. Like, I'm totally in love with Panty Man.
It's... So... Yeah, he keeps... Now he's like a crime fighter. But he literally walks or glides across and flies across the city wearing nothing but some dental floss up his butt crack. I don't understand. I mean, I've never... Like I said, I've never seen anyone more comfortable in their own skin in my life. I'm just baffled that this actor went through all this.
Yeah. One of my favorite characters shows up, right? There's a shot for some reason of a gang of people standing in front of the school looking at it. And there's a guy in a very bad black wig.
Oh my God.
And he is the leader. He's the master or whatnot. I don't know this character's name. I cannot think of what his name is in this movie.
They just call him Master though.
But they say his name. He says it a lot, but this actor is so funny in this movie.
The best.
I got to give it to this guy. He is so funny. He says, it was really that hard for you guys to take to school? So then the next thing we see is that they're, you know, the two main characters are going to martial arts class and they find everybody knocked out. We thought they were all dead because he can't wake any of them up. So they all seem like they're murdered. And at this other side of the gymnasium or whatever is that bad guy's group.
Mm-hmm.
And they're standing there and they're saying, oh, more people to fight. We're taking over the school. And we're from the opposing martial arts class, and we're going to take this martial arts class over.
But he wants the school.
He wants the school. Because, so this way the school will be mine. The only people who can stand in my way are the martial arts class.
But he thinks that there's money buried underneath.
He doesn't even say that yet, but he does. That becomes a thing where he's like, there's money under that school. I don't know why he keeps talking about this.
He's just making up some reason to be a villain.
Yes, I think so. And he's excited because he thinks that this guy's going to fight him. He's going to be a challenge. He's like, oh, finally, you seem like you're going to be the challenge. So he flies across the room and punches our main guy in the chest again, and he instantly is beat.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, my God, another one that's weak? So then she steps between them. And by the way, this guy does not seem like an intimidating fighter at all.
No.
He's just a normal dude. That's what's funny about it, too. But she steps between them, and she tries to save the guy. The main girl, and he says, oh my God, you're defending her. I'll tell you what, I won't kill him, but you got to kiss me. And so instead of that, our main guy gets up and leaves, runs out, and he goes, oh, he left you. So he starts coming toward her to give her a kiss, and he goes, well, you only have one option now. It's a kiss or a kiss.
Oh my God.
So he's coming to get a kiss, and then we see as he's coming forward with a kiss, he lands on Panty Man's balls.
Okay.
And he starts kissing the balls.
Again, he is kissing.
By the way, when we say balls, it's underneath that white fabric, but it's a ball.
Okay.
It's a whole sack.
His bits, okay? Yeah. He is kissing this man's bits. Now, I have a question. Now, this might get a little bit nasty. Sorry. Okay. But this is a guy who's getting his penis or balls kissed. Or
again, it's got to be in a cup. It's okay, in a sock in a cup. It's got to be. They're not really kissing anything.
I understand. It's in a cup or whatever. Fine. But still.
Still.
You still got
to. It's still crazy. to get a bunch of people to sign on to doing this is next level. And the willingness to everybody to make this joke is commendable. I cannot believe
it. They don't give a shit. Yeah.
And so he's kissing on his balls, and then he sees Panty Man, and he goes, oh my God, what the hell are you? And he's like, I'm the superhero who's going to take you out or whatever. He sends all his minions over, and he beats them so quickly.
Yeah.
And it's only up to the main bad guy now to fight Panty Man. And the fight is insane. He throws the bondage ropes around him, and then has it up in the air. He flies. He's flying now. And he puts the bondage rope between his legs, and he says that he's going to use, I can't remember what he calls his power, but it his crotch rope burns all the way down the rope into this guy's face and stops before it breaks his nose with his balls, and he says, leave now or my balls won't break your nose. So the next shot we see is he's gone, and all the minions are like helping him, and he is screaming. He is so funny. He has a bruise on his nose, the tip of his nose, from getting slammed by his balls.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's hamming it up. That he's laying on the floor in his like this dojo looking place, and they're all like, oh, we gotta figure it out. And his main lackey says, well, I have an assassin. He goes, I'll send one of our assassins. And he goes, wait a minute, you have how many assassins you got? We have a lot of assassins.
I thought you were the assassins.
Yeah. He's like, wait, oh, yeah, send one of your assassins. Wait, by the way, we have assassins? How many assassins do we have?
There's always one more goon that's not in play here. So like, all right, let's have that extra goon. So we're not good enough, but we have this guy on reserve. So yeah. Let's get him.
Well, just like any supervillain. Every supervillain has a bunch of lackey supervillains.
He's just laying there eating chicken all day.
Yeah. Oh, that comes back later. And that is so funny. Yeah.
I love this villain. He's
this
the
villain
best.
Get every time they show him, he gets better than the time before that.
Oh
somehow
my God.
He gets better every
it's
time.
It's so good.
But he says we're going to send the main villain. So the main villain that he sends is, I would say, Mr. Magoo meets Trapjaw from He-Man. He has. They wanted to give him a mechanical mouth, so the way they did that was they just painted his bottom jaw
my God,
as a mechanical
walks
mouth.
Like a robot.
And he's got Mr. Magoo's glasses. And he is a hall monitor. He has a group of hall monitors who go around bitch smacking all the girls in the class.
Oh my God.
If their skirts are too short, their hair is too long.
Oh
they're
my
bitch
God.
Slapping everybody.
They're just going around the school and just slapping the shit out of everyone for no reason, just because they can.
Yeah.
So our hero enters.
This guy's funny too. Whoever's playing this guy, I can't remember his name too, but whatever.
Yeah. So our hero enters and oh my God. So he starts kicking all sorts of ass, but the best thing is he's, you know, wearing a ball hammock, but they put clothes on him.
So to get him, they realize that he is a pervert. The only way to unpervert him is to put him in
clothes. On him.
So they put him in clothes and then he's weakened so they can beat the shit out of him. So they keep beating him. And of course, the girl shows up and
Aiko,
she shows up and says, stop. And he's like, you know, that girl's getting on my nerves. And by the way, this guy walks and talks like a robot. And in fact, he has this funny line of dialogue every time he's doing a speech. He keeps saying, I don't want to talk anymore. It's so funny. I want to stop. So it turns out that they're like, we've beaten Panty Man. He actually says, you don't live up to the name Panty Man. Okay,
because he's fully dressed, right?
But then he stands up and he goes, actually, I actually was really enjoying getting beat up. And he's like, you really are a pervert. And then he's able to beat all of them and burst out of his clothes.
And he bursts out. What does he say? Clothes off.
Yeah, something like that.
And he spins.
Yeah. He does a pinwheel move where he puts his balls on someone's face and then does a pinwheel spin on them.
Now, guys, if it sounds like we're drunk, I can assure you we are not making this up and we are not drunk. This is a real
movie.
This
isn't April Fool's.
This is a real movie, and it must be seen to be believed, because I still cannot believe what I just watched.
I'm sure if you just look up a trailer or a scene on YouTube, it's going to be worth it.
Oh, 100%.
If they didn't remove it. But, he beats him. So that's when we cut back to the main bad guy, and he goes, send all of the assassins. All of them. And he's got like chicken, and he's eating chicken. And every time they just show a close up of him eating chicken, and then he throws it at one of the other minions, and he goes, I threw my chicken. You know, I'm serious. Now give me more chicken. And he eats more chicken, and then he throws it again. He's like, if you see me throw chicken, you know I'm serious. You don't waste chicken.
He is the best villain. I love him.
Yeah, he is so sick. He actually screams, get out. And then he's like, get out. Close the door, though. Get it closed. Go all the way closed. And then he's like, it's not even.
Closed. I mean, it's just this movie was so funny on so many levels. But like, we're now getting into the
montage of all the assassins.
Yeah,
which each assassin gets his Scott Pilgrim versus screen.
Yeah,
but they're all people who just have painted robot parts on their face. So the first one is, what was it, like a attractive guy or something like that.
No, it was
the first guy's like attractive guy, or and all the women like him.
Slim man, or
that's
something,
later. That's
right?
The other one. No, the first one's the guy with the surfboard.
Oh yeah, pleasant guy.
Oh, wasn't pleasant
man?
Yeah,
pleasant
guy. And all the women like him.
Yes.
And he just walks back and forth, smacking he puts like a surfboard under his arms, and he goes, "Whoops!" And he just keeps hitting him, and he goes, "You're so pleasant that I can't fight you."
So like, they're all like, yeah, it was like a Scott Pilgrim situation where all these villains start coming out, but like, they all have funny names, but he beats them all like instantly.
One of them is that's the guy you were talking about. What was it? Fit slim guy.
Yeah, he had like a bowl haircut from like
he jumps down and goes, I'm the new hot, I'm the fit thin guy. And he acts rubbery, and he literally gets punched once, and he just is beaten.
Oh, my God. You guys have to see this. We're talking about this, but our words do no justice to these characters or this movie. Like, you have to see this. Like, I am completely giving you homework. You have to see this and report back to us, because this movie is outrageously amazing.
So, the last assassin, though, is a math teacher. We find this out slowly. There's a new math teacher, I guess a substitute, who's in their classroom, and you can see that he gets obsessed. He's acting like a robot. He talks very low and everything, and he kind of takes the main actress, and he makes
Eiko.
He makes her go do like studies alone with him, and that's like a new plot. And then
it's so he can like kidnap her
suddenly. Because we don't know at this point, but you kind of know. But suddenly there is a spree of Panty Man, who is not really Panty Man, but a guy who's pretending to be Panty Man, going around lifting women's skirts all over the town. And they're like, Panty Man's too much of a pervert. We don't like him anymore. So everybody's like, I didn't know he wasn't a good guy.
I mean, come on. If you take one look at the real Panty Man.
Yeah.
He's a little got something going on there. He's not normal. He's got dental floss up his ass and a ball hammock.
Yeah. Before she's like taken like completely over by this guy, hypnotized by him, she wants to go swimming, and he has an obsession. Panty Man, he has an obsession with seeing her in a bikini, and so he gets so excited because she goes, "We should go to swim together." And he's like, oh my God. And so I love this scene. There's one of the funniest bits is that she dumps him because she goes, I'm not gonna go because I have a crush on another person. And she like runs off, and then he's like devastated. And the next scene shot we see is him in this, we see a swimming pool area, and this one guy walks up to another guy and goes, hey, there's someone dead in the pool. And he goes, where? And then there's just a guy floating, and he jumps and he goes, oh crap. So he goes and gets him. Everybody's just watching a dead guy in the water. And then it's him. He goes to touch him, and he jumps up, and he's like devastated that the girl's not with him. And then he just goes, fuck, and runs out. It made me laugh so hard. I just love this. It reminded me of Toxic Avenger so much,
yeah,
this movie.
Yeah.
Except Toxic Avenger is disgusting. That's the joke there. And this movie is perverted as a joke. It's like the complete spectrum, like the opposites.
But Toxic Avenger had some perverted things going on too in
Absolutely, but it's more of like a scuzz is the perversion.
Yeah.
So it made me think that these two characters could have shown up together in something.
At first, I found it hard to believe that my dad was Japanese and that I was part Japanese. But that would explain why I've always had these strange, non-American urges to work very hard, save money, and live without credit cards. Mommy and Claire were worried that I didn't prepare properly for my trip to Tokyo, but I bought a nice book of Japanese phrases and rented a tape of Gidget Goes to Tokyo. What more preparation did I need?
But so he runs off, and then he finds out that nobody likes Panty Man anymore because this guy's going around. He's suggesting that he's going to pull up a skirt of 1,000 women in one day. And no, he's all over the news about it.
He told that, because he told somebody that he's going to do it.
He just declared it.
He declared it so that it's in the paper.
Yes, the news is reporting on it.
And there's no police. He's just running around getting away with it.
So
what's funnier, though, is that the women come out wearing skirts.
Yes, they still do.
Why aren't you in your house? Do you know that he's going to be running about and lifting up people's skirts? Why are you?
No one stops him. Every time no one says anything, they just go, he has a battle with himself now because he's like, Panty Man's over, whatever. I'm not a superhero. I'm a pervert myself. Am I a pervert? Like, no one likes me. And so he has like discussions with himself and his mind. But then he decides, I have to go beat this guy. So he's like, we can't let this guy ruin who we are. So they go and they meet. And it's like Bizarro Panty Man versus Panty Man. And we can clearly tell it's the math teacher.
Yeah.
But the Math Teacher has every single power that he has. So he actually wraps him up in a bondage thing and everything. And then beams into a skyscraper's roof.
Yeah.
In the night.
Yeah. How did that come about?
I don't know, but I know that they're making fun of Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're 100%. Yeah.
And they're both tied up in bondage gear. And we get one of the craziest monologues I have ever seen in a film, where the Bizarro Panty Man goes on a rant about how he's actually a pervert.
Yes.
And the other guy isn't. And that he goes on and on discussing how much of a pervert he actually is. And it is the most next level thing for an actor to ever say any of this stuff I've ever seen. And this guy is going for it. I mean, like, he is giving it so much more acting. When we see these movies in America, when they're like bad comic book films, you mm-hmm. go, oh my God, that's terrible. That overacting is terrible. This guy is literally going for an Oscar. I mean, it's like, it's like Daniel Day-Lewis if he was Panty Man. That's how insane this movie is. And it's so much so that everything that he says makes sense to the main guy, our hero.
Yeah.
And it breaks him. He's like, I can't be Panty Man anymore. I can't turn into Panty Man because I'm not a pervert. And this guy is. So he can't. So he loses. But of course, the movie has to progress and he has to become Panty Man again.
Of course.
And so he finds out, like, someone runs in and tells him that they have overrun the school. They're taking it down and they have that girl.
No, because, and also they want to find the money that's buried.
They constantly talk about it. Yeah. The one guy just mentions it all the time. And so he finds that girl is hypnotized.
Yeah,
in her classroom. I don't know what's going on.
Did he hypnotize her as with the Panty balls, Man? Like, or is like the oh yeah, the balls in her face?
Maybe, because he has the same powers.
Yeah, he does.
So they have to fight, and he has to come to understanding. I might not be the pervert that you are,
right?
But I am stronger than you are.
Yeah.
They should have said. With great perversion comes great responsibility.
Oh my God. 100%.
That would have been amazing. But they didn't do that. And then the whole fight happens. So they have, and now this is amazing. This fight between the Bizarro Panty Man and Panty Man is so great. They actually become the pinwheels on each other's junk.
So it's like a Super Saiyan moment where they like spin and they like get their power to go up or, whatever. But they're ball to ball.
Yes. And so much so that they shoot up into the sky through the roof. And when they come crashing down, only one Panty Man is still standing. And it's not Bizarro. He's beaten. So we saved the day. He's so beaten that his panty is disintegrated on his face, exposing his face to our main actress.
Yeah. Eiko knows who he is now.
And
the jig is up.
I'm sorry, I'm Panty Man and all that stuff. And then they hear a huge rumble outside. So they run outside and the main villain now has a giant mech.
See, here's the thing. This is the part in the movie where I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. This is the part of the movie that I said,
I knew you were going to say that because the CG and everything. they didn't go on with it though. But I will say that around this part of the movie is where it goes, I think the joke is playing itself out.
Yeah. Like
the joke is dying now.
Yeah.
We got to get on with it.
It should have ended where he beat the other Bizarro Panty Man. And
have another incredible moment where he's like, I love you, to the girl. We're all going to die. And I need your panties. And it's the only way to bring about the saving of everybody in the world.
It has to be panties that have been lived in, and it has to be the panties of the girl that he loves so he can get his powers to be like at maximum.
Yes.
So she does. She gives them to him.
They have her name.
Her name is embossed on them. It's so extra. And he becomes, just like, again, we'll say it, Super Saiyan. and flies into the big mech where our
villain
is.
Right into his crotch, by the way.
Right into his crotch, and the big mech's crotch just explodes. So, like, they had to end this on a crotch moment, you know? Like, it's the whole movie has just been crotches. So they had to end it like that, obviously. So that's the end of that villain.
Yeah. But the next thing we see is he wakes up in class. He's been dreaming of her in a bikini at the pool with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wakes up in class, and then they ask him, hey, wake up. You have to read this chapter out loud. So he stands up, but he has a giant boner. And everybody laughs at him. And then when I say giant, it's an entire leg.
Yeah, it's about a leg. Yeah.
And they're freaking out.
So he was never really panty man?
No, he was. That was just...
dreaming it? I mean...
She's like embarrassed because that's her boyfriend, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And it ends on that?
Yeah.
And then so this is a manga that has how many volumes?
It went on for a year. It was like 52.
Okay, 52
chapters. Like that. They put it into like 6 bound books.
Okay. So if this all sounds crazy, I really would just love to see what the first book is like, because this movie was just something. You have to see it. There's no way to even, we're talking about it and I still don't think we did it justice.
No, not at all. We couldn't.
I want to show this to our bad movie night group.
I just sent you something. Now I need you to look at it and tell me if you need this in your life.
Okay, let's see what it is. Something from eBay. Oh my God. Okay, so what I'm looking at, the the description says, freeing abnormal superhero hentai Kamen Figma action figure. For $141, it is... An action figure of Panty Man. And he has sitting ability. Where
you can fully pose him.
You can fully pose him where his balls are just hanging.
It's amazing. I just cannot believe it exists.
I can see the front and back of him on this. You can find this on eBay.
Oh, it's insane.
All
right, so we don't...
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
There are no 1-star reviews.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I'm sending you the 10-star.
There's only a 10-star?
There's the lowest review is a 6.
Okay. All right. Well, what are we giving this first?
That's the thing. I don't know what I want to give this movie.
Okay, I don't either, but... I know that I'm probably going way too high on it, but I'm giving this a 5.
I feel like I want to give it a 6.
Okay, it's not a 6, and I'll tell you why.
Please.
It is literally, it's a parody of itself, okay?
It's not pretending to be anything else.
It is very well filmed, and...
On a really low budget.
On a low budget, it was very well filmed. I love all the actors in it.
Me too.
I think that the absurdness, like the absurdity of this movie and just the subject matter, it's a 5. I can't push it to a 6 because a 6 is like a good movie.
I'm going to say it's a good movie, and I'm going to say that this is one of the funniest spoof movies I have seen in a long time. I have no complaints except the reason I'm giving it to me. I think it's a good one. Like, I'm shocked how funny this movie is.
This movie
and
was
how,
a hoot.
I hate to say it, but ballsy. it honestly is, and it's commendable about how everybody involved is like, yeah, let's do this movie.
Yeah, I mean,
And they're giving it their all. I mean, nobody is phoning it in.
No.
Everybody is on, like, just really doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's incredible. This movie was shockingly... entertaining.
Yeah, this is on the flip because last week was one of the worst comic book movies we've ever seen. This week, I'm like, I really enjoyed this. This was funny as all hell. And the only reason I'm giving it a 6 and not even like something higher is because it is cheap, and it also is completely, it does, the joke does run its course.
It does, yeah.
But it still finds a way here and there to make it funny again. Like, every time the villain came in, I knew I was going to laugh. And I did every time.
Yeah.
When they, like, cut to him in the swimming pool, made me laugh. It, you have to be able to laugh at the perverted humor. You have to be able to laugh at the superhero genre in itself, because that's what this is doing.
Yeah.
This is just mocking superhero films.
Yeah.
And I really think that's funny.
This is a movie where you get a group of friends to come over and you get some alcoholic beverages, some snacks, and just be prepared to let yourself sink into this crazy adventure.
Yeah, because, you know, we say on the show, we've talked about this many times, but for anybody who hasn't heard, mediocre is a five. It's a movie that I think, to me, the worst movies ever are fives. A one and a two are very close to a five in my mind. The three and a four are usually so uniquely strange that I kind of like think they're so bad it's good. But a five to me is so mediocre. It's a movie that I always say is probably one of the worst movies for me at fives, because they're so forgettable. They're just so in the middle. They're so safe. They're right. So ridiculous.
You're pushing me to a six because I won't forget this movie.
I'm never going to forget this movie.
This movie was something.
We're never going to see anything like this ever again in our lives. Like, the fact that this was actually made blows my mind.
This exists in manga. And like,
well, that doesn't shock me. And like, there's the stuff in manga is out of control.
I mean, I guess you're right.
The fact that they made a live action version of this.
Holy shit.
And they got away with it. It's funny and entertaining is the shocking part.
That's,
I mean,
true.
The things that we had, like, we got Cowboy Bebop in live action and it's not even this entertaining.
Right.
Like, how is that true? Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, I know. It's true.
I'm very shocked. I knew this was going to be insane. I just didn't know it would be this funny.
Oh, if this was how about insanely funny?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly the way I would describe it. It was, I'm going to be pushed over to a six, because you're right. It's not a mediocre film at all. It's not forgettable. It's definitely going to stick with me.
And of all the films we've done on the podcast, I don't know how many times we've now gone into saying we disagree with the internet, but I think we're pretty close in agreeing with the internet, because they have it at 5.8. And there's a lot of people who are like, eh. But a lot of them are also like, the sixes are like, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Enough's enough. Like, I get it. It was funny, you know. And I have to agree with these people. I don't know if I agree with your 10-star reviewer, but let's hear it.
Well, you can tell this was written by a tween who goes to anime conventions and dresses up and does all that
stuff. Not that that's anything wrong with
that. No, but you could tell that they're into it. You know, that's their thing. That's what they're into.
Yeah.
You can tell. 10 out of 10, great movie. Just watched the movie for the first time. I have to say, even after reading the entire manga series, that HK continues to be both a surprise and a delight. Overall, it was a great movie. Really laugh out loud and just epically done. Even the actor seemed to enjoy it. I caught quite a few slipped smiles. The movie could have been done a little better, and the storyline could have been a little more thought out, but I thought it was a good movie. My only problem was the fact that a few key characters were missing, and that it never showed his mom's ass. That was one of my favorite parts of the manga. If I can stand to look at a man's bare ass throughout an entire movie, why couldn't they add in that one heart-shaped touch? Completely recommended. You have to watch this movie. So, there you have it. All right, it's a little extra. It's from somebody who obviously holds the manga very dear. And that's fine. That's what you're into. That's cool. But I am not... It takes a very special anime for me to be involved in it. You know, like, I like only certain types of anime, I would say.
Like, I think you like anime. It's just that a lot of anime you get disappointed by, especially newer shows.
The newer shows, I can't do it. I just can't. But, you know, I like the Castlevania. I like Cowboy Bebop. I like stuff like that. But, you know, like the certain ones, the newer ones, I can't do. But, this movie was fun. This movie was a hoot. And I say find it and watch it, because it'll blow your mind. You just won't believe it. You won't believe it.
I wanted to throw, because I know the rest of the movies we'll probably do this month are going to be bad movies.
Yeah.
And that's the point of the show. I just wanted to throw this insane movie. And it happens to be in the fives, so mm-hmm. it kind of fits that. Mm-hmm. But I knew this would be insane. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did.
Well, I didn't have any expectations because you don't tell me the names of the movies. You just put it on.
Only on this. These last two I did that for just because I thought they were so crazy.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I like that better. I think I like the not knowing.
Not knowing?
Yeah. Because I really don't have any time to do my reviews, though. So that sucks. But I like the shock and awe of it, yeah. You know? And this one was definitely shock and awe. I mean, I could not stop staring at that ball hammock. I'm waiting for a nut to slip. Any minute, I was waiting. I was waiting for it to happen. And I'm you know, relieved that it didn't. But there was a lot of ball sitting, face sitting, you know, ball kissing, all sorts of stuff. So it was crazy. It was a crazy, fun adventure. So I'm glad we did this one.
This might be the rare episode where editing is not needed because we can't put any real voices in.
No, it's all...
You know, because it's going to be... Yeah, it's all in Japanese.
It's all in Japanese.
And it's hard to translate, but this is just... If anything, one shot of you saying, this guy's body.
Oh, it's just...
Do you want to add one more?
This guy's chicken nugget glistened body.
Dang.
It's yeah, ridiculous. You can bounce a quarter off them freaking balls.
When he was in the swimming pool, I went, this guy's got a swimmer's body. So yeah. I thought maybe he was a swimmer, but he's an actor. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I feel like he does do some martial arts, maybe.
I don't even think people like Jim Carrey would have done a role like this, ever.
No, you know not I mean? Even in his freest days when he
that's
was
what I'm saying.
Like, didn't give a shit.
I'm so impressed by this actor being able to do that without a problem.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I can't, I mean, maybe he did have a problem, but man, does every scene seem like he was enjoying it.
I mean, he didn't care. He didn't, there was this throw caution to the wind. He did not care. I mean, his junk was out. His butt cheeks were out. Everything was there. I mean, his man bits were just, I've never seen anything like this. And I got to tell you, the poster on this.
Is just that.
Is just his tush.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can literally fry an egg on that thing. It's crazy. And it's like, you know, it's not like those beefy guys, you know, like those beefy gym kings, you know, that go to the gym and they look, they don't have any necks and they're like real beefed up.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like that at all. He's skinny, but he's, I mean, his body is flawless looking in this. Like, I've never seen a woman have a body like this in a movie.
We didn't say it. It's all coming back to me slowly, but now because you're talking about tush so much, there's a shot that's between his legs with the ass at the top and his ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then between his legs in the like the background is the Bizarro panty man who has his legs completely spread on the floor.
Yes.
I was like, holy shit. You're never going to see shots like this. Like, this is just crazy ideas.
Yeah.
And they lit it on a rooftop at night.
Yeah.
Of like an office building with lots of lights. It felt like it was in a Spider-Man movie, and you should not feel like it's, you know, it was surreal to look at because you're thinking to yourself, I'm watching a real movie. And then you go, what am I looking at? It's insane.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. And I cannot praise that kind of insanity enough.
I know. I mean, you got to give this guy all the credit for just the two guys, actually, the one that played the teacher, he got in that costume too.
Yes.
You want to call it a costume.
And that,
it's like a rubber
almost
band.
Flapped open a few times. And he even talks about how small his penis is.
Yes.
That's his entire monologue, is how terrible he is and how he has, he actually says, you have a huge dong and I have a small one. He keeps going on and on and on about it. I'm like, damn.
I just wanted to know, I asked you several times, where are his balls?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, are they super tiny or tucked under? Like, Buffalo Bill? Like, what's happening? Like, I don't understand. Like, how do you tuck it into that? Like, I'm okay. So I
could have been steroids. Who knows?
I don't know, man. But I'll tell you what, that I have a vagina. I don't even have a bulge down there. And that looked uncomfortable for me to wear. So I couldn't even imagine what that poor man was going through. Yeah. Through the whole movie, he had to wear that shit.
And stick it sweaty in people's faces.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's all oiled up.
The sweaty balls.
He's all oiled up. Oh, my God. Man. All right. Well, all right. That's all I got, man. This movie is incredible. It was ridiculous. It was
This is a huge advertisement for this superhero film. And I'm going to put this, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to put this on the list of spoof films.
Yeah.
That have to be seen to believe. But yeah, that's all we got. We're going to get out of here. As always, hit us up on social media on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. And tell us what you think. If you've seen this movie, if you're fascinated by it, if you checked it out and you're mad at us for checking it out, tell us. I'd love to hear it. But until next time, have a good one. Bye.
His body is flawless looking.